Hello, my name is Danae King, and I'm the Faith and Values reporter at the Columbus Dispatch. I interviewed Robert Hendricks, national spokesman with the Jehovah's Witnesses, and he talks here about what witnesses have been doing since the pandemic came to the United States. Members of the Christian denomination of Jehovah's Witnesses are known for door knocking and their public ministry using informational carts on city streets. But with stay-at-home orders and the rapid spread of COVID-19 starting in the spring, the witnesses retreated into their homes, closing their gathering places and suspending door knocking and other public ministry for the first time ever. However, they are still reaching out to one another and to people who may have never heard their message through phone calls and letter writing. Here's Robert.
Even though we can't hug them, we've learned how to virtually hug. We've learned how to virtually love by making sure that we're reaching out to each other, making sure that we're checking on each other more often and really doing what families do. And maybe even more often than we used to do it because we kind of took that face-to-face interaction for granted. So when we come out of this, and we hope we do, we will be a different organization. We will have different meetings, and they will be better. Our meeting attendance has swelled in almost every part of the branch territory, almost every part of the country. We have seen an increase. People who are coming to our meetings that haven't come in many years or brand new ones. There have been some who have been baptized as witnesses over the last 6 months who have dedicated their life that have never seen a Kingdom Hall, never been inside a Kingdom Hall, and never met a witness face to face. Secondly, what we have found, and this is just something that we know, doing this so long, I've been doing this over a half century, that you may go to somebody 1 week, but then life changes dramatically. And all of a sudden, they need the message. They need some comfort. They're interested in listening. Their spouse died. Their child is sick. They're in the pandemic. They've lost their job. And all of a sudden, and what we have seen, and this is absolutely across the country and probably across the world, but certainly across the country, is that all of a sudden people, they can't go to the movies. They're not going to restaurants. You know, they've watched every movie they want to watch on Netflix. Then they've gotten Disney, watched every movie they got on Disney Plus, and they have more time. And so all of a sudden, the magazine we would have left them is getting read. And this pandemic has also kind of triggered people's thinking, what was I putting my faith in? Because so many have lost their jobs. People with Ivy League educations had to stop their in-person classes in March and April. You know, you pay $150,000 a year for a college and you get a cheesy Zoom class, you know? And all of a sudden people started rethinking, I think, what am I doing with my life? Where are my priorities? And what has happened is that many have squarely found themselves in the position of, hey, the only thing that nobody can take away from me is my relationship with my God. And that has been an epiphany for many. It's a rude awakening when in the course of 3 weeks, your 401k is down to, you know, 50% of what it was. You've lost your job. You can't go to church. You can't go out to a restaurant. You can't go to a movie. You can't see family and friends. Your family are sick. Some have died, right? And all of a sudden, within a 3 to 4 week period, your life has changed more dramatically than it perhaps ever before. And you come to the conclusion that if a pandemic can bring the world to its knees within weeks, what do I really put my faith in? And, you know, God never changes. The Bible is a book that has enduring principles that have not changed and that work just as well, if not better today than they did 2,000 years ago when Jesus walked the earth, 3,500 years ago when Moses walked the earth, because they're so applicable today. And even though many feel that, well, you know, things have changed. Really, human nature, the human condition has not changed. There has been suffering for thousands of years. Governments have struggled to lead for thousands of years. There have been wars for thousands of years. There have been what we call natural disasters for thousands of years. We're dealing with the same things just at a different time in history, and it's more intense than ever. And the principles that have been clearly put in the Bible are helping us as Christians navigate our daily life and really put the priorities where they belong. I think we've often said over the last few months that even though our knocking has gone quiet, our love remains very much alive. And we want to not only reach out to our neighbors, but we want them to reach out to us. We are here for comfort. We are still here to teach. And many have found a warm place of fellowship, even though virtual, a warm place of fellowship where they could find a level of comfort and spirituality. So we welcome them.
Thanks for listening. For more information on Jehovah's Witnesses and to hear from a local family on how they are coping with changes due to the pandemic, visit dispatch.com to read my story.